Time now to go to the Mugs of the Morning phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air here on KODY. Lauren and Ryan, appreciate the time as always.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're hanging in there.
Yeah.
Good, good. Glad to hear. Of course, Mid Plains Community College had that board meeting last night. Tell us about the highlights, if you don't mind, Mr. Purdy.
Sure. So, because of this pandemic we're in, we have not had work sessions. We've kind of rolled them together and started at 5:30, and we do have advertised locations and board members sitting in Ogallala, Brokomo, and McCook. And so, it was kind of welcome them back to the same old as we had in the last couple of months, and probably will continue. And so, Crystal Peterson, our business officer, director of accounting, did a meet the staff with her staff. We try to do that monthly, and so the board can get to know the staff that they don't necessarily work that closely with during the board meetings, so they can kind of hear what they've got going and kind of their priorities. And so Crystal did her little meet the staff. And then Mike presented, this 2020, a very, very preliminary proposed fiscal year budget. Again, usually we have a lot more pieces of pie are coming into place, and this year we're just, kind of sitting back and waiting a little bit. I know the legislature is going to reconvene in mid-July, and so we're kind of waiting to see what they're going to do as far as state aid appropriations to community colleges. There were a couple things that they had added to help us with some training, with gap training and some other scholarship proposals. We're assuming those will probably be retracted just because of the outlook on the revenues. And so kind of got to see what that's going to be. Last night, the board obviously approved the non-negotiated staff and admin compensation package. And so they decided last night to only increase the health insurance coverage to pay the premiums for the non-negotiated staff, including myself. And so that kind of lays a piece of the pie. So right now we're just kind of waiting to see what valuations are going to do. We again told the board last night our plan right now is to not request any additional taxes from what we did last year. And so if valuations go down a little bit, the levy will probably go up just enough to just cover that loss and that tax revenue. But the plan right now is to not increase. And so, again, very preliminary. We got 4 months before we approve it. But there's just a lot of pieces of that puzzle that have to come together that we're still waiting on. So we'll continue to work on that over the next 120 days, and hopefully we can come up with something that works for us and works for the public. And, we're also seeing kind of an uptick in requests for students in the fall. People that were planning to go to other community colleges or other public or private universities in-state, out-of-state, that are calling us saying, hey, do you still have room? Do you have some scholarships available? We think we want to stay close to home. And so we're trying to keep up with that, and hopefully we'll see that. So we got to be prepared for that as well.
So in terms of the budget, Mr. Purdy, this is pretty much just the ball started rolling as of recent. Is that a good way to describe it?
It is. We really start looking at everything in usually in December, January, kind of the board gives us those parameters, and obviously we start getting budget requests from budget managers and kind of give them parameters of, we want you to look at this priority or decrease, here or there. And then March 13th hit and things kind of went sideways. And so now we're just trying to pull that back together and really anticipate, what things could look like come,
sure,
August, September.
And for those that are wanting to maybe kick the tires on staying closer to home, I'm sure there's always scholarship opportunities with Mid Plains Community College. I know in being a previous student, there's always scholarship money available that not a lot of people apply for that folks definitely need to get the ball rolling with.
That really is true. You have some donors that are very specific on the students they want, and sometimes those go unawarded. So, it never hurts to even go out and even do a Google search of potential scholarships depending on what field you're in. But, between the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation, the Nebraska Community Foundation, a lot of our local counties and communities have foundations. The college has a foundation, North Platte McCook. We offer some institutional scholarships. There's money out there if you look hard enough.
Absolutely. Again, we have Ryan and Lauren joining us of Mid Plains Community College, giving us a recap of last night's board meeting. Anything else you guys like to add from last night's meeting?
A couple things. We're doing some server work. Obviously, we're preparing, to continue to ramp up our virtual services. And so we're doing some upgrades to our server room and some switching. And so last night, the board did approve a couple of those as well. This HP SimpliVity note to virtual desktop does allow us to move more staff and students to a more virtual setting so they can have a secure access into the system for those classes that they need it. And so we're continuing to expand that. And then last night, we did approve a purchase through Snap-on. It's a torque certification and meter certification kit. We got into this certification company a couple years ago, really looking at industry standards for all of our applied tech programs. And so Perkins had, within our Perkins plan, we had planned to purchase this. And we initially thought we were going to have another year. Perkins was going to get expanded for one more year, the Perkins 4 that we call it. And then we got an email a couple of days ago that says, no, we can't expand it. So we had to hurry and get this purchase in front of the board so they could get it approved so we can get it here before that end of that Perkins year. But that would be great for automotive and diesel students to be able to get some additional certifications than what we offered before.
Absolutely. Well, guys, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you in June.
All right. Sounds great, Tristan.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Have a good one.
You too. Always a pleasure to talk to Mr. Purdy and Lauren at Mid Plains Community College. Appreciate them taking some time for us here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning.